This news update's being brought to you by Ortis Ford in Bad Axe. For your best deal and award-winning service, shop Ortis Ford in Bad Axe. Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Servance, and here's a look at your news. In Huron County Circuit Court, Cody Mitchell Fritz had entered a no-contest plea to a charge of home invasion in third degree. This follows an amended complaint filed on December 23rd. Under the plea agreement, a second count will be dismissed and Fritz will receive a one-year delay of sentence. If he successfully completes this period, the conviction would be reduced to malicious destruction of property. The court heard that on October 25th, Fritz allegedly entered a residence without permission and assaulted a female. Sentencing for Cody Mitchell Fritz is now scheduled for March 23rd, 2026. James Griffin has been arraigned in Michigan on felony charges, including domestic violence as a third or subsequent offense, and interfering with electronic communications. The domestic violence carries a potential penalty of up to 5 years in prison, while interfering with electronic communications could result in up to 2 years. Griffin confirmed his understanding of the charges and their possible penalties. A probable cause conference is scheduled for February 5th, and a preliminary examination is scheduled for February the 13th. Attorney Andrew Lockhart's been appointed to represent Mr. Griffin in this matter, and the court set the bond at $3,500 personal recognizance with standard conditions, including a prohibition against assaulting or threatening anyone. Griffin's was advised that failure to appear at future proceedings would lead to fines, costs, and potential jail time. And a 23-year-old Saginaw man's behind bars after prosecutors accused him of assaulting a U.S. Postal Service employee on her mail route. Police say the incident occurred on Greenwich Street in Saginaw on December 24th when the suspect, identified as Tori Jackson, allegedly made obscene gestures toward the mail carrier before grabbing her. Court records show Jackson now faces several charges, including aggravated indecent exposure by a sexually delinquent person, two counts of fourth-degree criminal sexual conduct, and obscene conduct. Investigators believe Jackson may also be connected to a similar incident involving another woman several days later. Records indicate he has previously undergone treatment for sexually inappropriate behavior. Jackson remains in custody at Saginaw County Jail following his arraignment with bond set at $75,000 as the case moves forward in the courts. And we'll return right after this word from our sponsor.
At Joe Ricci's Ortis Ford, we believe buying a new Ford should feel easy, honest, and centered around you. Our team is here to help you find the right vehicle with the right value. And right now, savings are better than ever. Take home the 2026 Ford Escape for a limited time. Get $2,000 total factory rebate when you purchase. A great opportunity to get into a brand new Escape with real savings. If you need more capability, check out the 2025 Ford F-150 Hybrid Supercrew 4x4. You can purchase for 3.9% APR for 60 months with up to $4,250 in factory rebates or up to $6,250. 15 factory rebates for cash buyers. Or if you're considering a lease, we've got great options there too. The 2025 F-150 Hybrid Supercrew 4x4 is also available to lease for 36 months at $378 a month with $2,500 due at signing. The strength of the F-Series with the efficiency of hybrid power. And right now, drive a 2025 Ford Ranger XLT 4x4 Crew Cab for $423 a month for 36 months with $2,500 due at signing. At Joe Ricci's Ortis Ford, we're committed to making your experience smooth, transparent, and enjoyable. From the first test drive to the moment you drive home. Purchase and lease incentives require approved credit through Ford Credit using A-Plan pricing. Leases are 36 months with 10,500 miles per year with no security deposit required. Offers end February 2nd, 2026.
And we're back with one obituary this morning. Delphine Louise Wolfschlager of Caseville, age 82, passed away Saturday, January the 17th. She was born August 20th, 1943 in Bingham Township. She went on to marry Henry Wolfschlager on August 17, 1963 at St. John Catholic Church in Ubley. She leaves to cherish her memory, her husband Henry, her son Brian, and her grandchildren. Her funeral will be on Saturday, January 31st at 10 a.m. at Our Lady of Perpetual Help Parish, St. Rock Catholic Church in Caseville. The family will be present to receive visitors on Saturday from 9 a.m. until time of her service. Burial will take place privately at St. John Catholic Cemetery in Ubley. The family was assisted with arrangements by Ransford Funeral Home of Pigeon, and you can share your memories online at ransfordfuneralhome.com.
Disease hit hard this year, huh?
Yeah, Mother Nature threw the kitchen sink at us. Tar spots, southern rust, we had everything.
I didn't know if my fungicide would hold, but Miravis Neo really came through. Even with that dry spell, our yield monitor did not disappoint.
Seriously?
Yep, and with results like this, I'm sticking with it.
No matter what next season brings, protect your ROI with Miravis Neo. Call your retailer to lock in your supply today. Always read and follow label instructions.
And we're back with more news. A new report from the National Center for Health Statistics released today shows that the American life expectancy has risen to 79 years at an all-time record. This increase is attributed to a sharp decline in deaths from drug overdoses and continued recovery from the long-term impacts of COVID-19 pandemic. The Department of Health and Human Services credited federal initiatives focused on chronic disease prevention and nutrition for the positive trend. Health officials noted that this new peak surpasses the previous pandemic high record in 2019, marking a significant milestone in public health recovery. Vietnam and the European Union have officially upgraded their relationship to a comprehensive strategic partnership, the highest level of diplomatic engagement for Hanoi. The move, announced during the European Council, President Costa places the EU on the same footing as the US, China, and Russia. The partnership is seen as a strategic response to a shifting global trade dynamic and increasing US tariff pressure. Both parties express commitment to rule-based international order and plans to develop spheres of shared prosperity through enhanced manufacturing and trade agreements. And that's been a look at your news brought to you by Ortis Ford and Bad Axe. For your best deal and award-winning service, shop Ortis Ford and Bad Axe.
Winter is here and freezing temperatures, snow and ice can take a toll on your vehicle. This is Bob Card from Card Automotive Muffler Man across from Murphy's Bakery in downtown Bad Axe. Now is the time for a winter checkup and oil change, and to get preventative maintenance done so you don't end up stranded in the cold. From brakes and shocks to tune-ups, muffler systems, ball joints, and front-end parts, even major engine and transmission work. Count on Cargo Automotive Muffler Man. Call us at 989-269-9741. Located at 127 West Huron Avenue in downtown Bad Axe. Cargo Automotive, home of the free loaner car. We would like to thank our customers for supporting us for the last 6 years.
And that's been your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.